Holy Spirit, we invite you to have your way. But we just surrender all agendas, all that we have in our minds to do, to accomplish. But we lay it before you. We lay our crowns before you. But all of our accomplishments, all the things that we have done for you, Lord, we lay it all down. It's the very practice of heaven to lay down, to cast crowns. Sometimes we come to the Lord and with all the things that we've done, and he just says, would you just cast your crowns before me? Jesus, you are worthy of it all. At the center of the throne, the Lamb of God. Isn't it amazing how he gives us thrones, or crowns, he gives us these crowns, that we would cast them before him, that we would say, Lord, none of it could be accomplished without you. We're so grateful for you. We're so thankful that you strengthen us. You give us your spirit to move on this earth, that there is much to accomplish, but Lord, it's all for your glory. It's not for us. Lord, may you be glorified in our lives. Even tonight, as we come and as we gather together, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have in this nation to come together freely to worship you, to come before you, to give you praise and glory and honor. Lord, we want to lift your name up. We want our eyes upon you, that we would gaze upon your beauty, to see you in the sanctuary. Lord, we want to behold you. We want to see your face. Lord, everything in life, all of life, comes from you, Jesus. May we never look in any other direction but to you, the author of all things, perfecter of all things, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Oh, you're so worthy. We just give you praise this evening. Just lift up the name of Jesus, the name above every other name. Oh, we lift you high, Jesus. Just lift up the name of Jesus. You're our peace. Lord, your wisdom. You're our power. You're our strength. You are the breath of life. You're the desired of all nations. May we accomplish everything that you've created for us to accomplish. All the good works, as we're your masterpiece, each one of us a masterpiece, created in your image for good works, to produce fruit. we've been set apart from the things of this world. Lord, help us to remain set apart unto you, consecrated. Lives that are laid down for you, Jesus. I come against weariness from the body of Christ. Lord, that we would not grow weary in doing good. Lord, I pray for a renewed strength even tonight. Lord, we can't strengthen ourselves. Lord, you are our strength. You're the divine power that gives us everything we need for life and to live it in a godly way, to live it righteously before you. We can't do it without you. You set a seal upon our hearts, Lord. A seal of ownership to say you're mine. That we would become your children. Those that are led by your Spirit. Those that will rule and that will reign on the earth. Thank you, Jesus, that it is because of you that we can now rule and reign. Having peace with the Father. The atonement for our sins. Without you, Jesus, we have nothing. Oh, Lord, we look to you. I felt like the Lord wanted to strengthen his church tonight. I felt like that there was a kind of a renewing of our minds, but also a renewing of our bodies. And even as we're finishing a 3-day fast, I'm like, Lord, I need strength. We need your strength. We can't live by bread alone. Lord, we live by every word that proceeds out of your mouth. Lord, we long for your words. We long to hear your voice. We long to be close to you, to see your face, to be in your presence. Holy Spirit, we say, have your way in our lives. That we would not go against the very moves of your Spirit, the very things that you're doing, but we would learn to walk in lockstep. Teach us. Help us. Show us. Jesus, we thank you that you are wisdom from heaven. Lord, may we always have our eyes upon you. And I saw this as just I'm going to read this and pray it and get ready to pray here. Come around and just get my attention. The scripture is about do not grow weary in doing good. In Hebrews 12, it says it as well. Galatians 6, it talks about it. In Hebrews, it says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so consider him who has endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Lord, we are in a time where we cannot grow weary and lose heart. But then the Lord was just showing me this in Revelation 2. The church of Ephesus. And even in this place, it talks about this church and it says, you've persevered and you have endured hardship for my name and you have not grown weary, which is so good. But he says, yet I still hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. So even in the not growing weary, even in the persevering, in doing all the things that we're called to do, which we are called to do, there's one thing that we cannot forget. There's one thing that we cannot separate from or pull apart from or take our eyes off of, and that is Jesus. That we would return to the first love. It says, remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent. And do the things that you did at first. Come back to Jesus. Let him become number one number two, number three, number four, all of them. He is everything. And there is actually a way to persevere and to move forward and to do all the things we're called to do and yet still lose the first love. And it says, if you do not have love, you have nothing. You can give your body to the flames. You can do all these things. You can prophesy. You can speak to the mountains and have them removed. But if you do not have love, if you don't go back to the first love, if it's not the abiding in Christ, if it's not in the presence of the Lord, then we've missed it. It says you have nothing. So Jesus, this evening, just say, let it all be laid at your feet right now. And we just come to you. But may you be our first love. The first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega. But we come to you, the author and the perfecter of all things. And let everything we do be from that position of the first love. Lord, we love you. Our eyes are upon you. The eyes of our heart, Lord, that we would lock eyes with you. You're our strength. You're our hope. Thank you, Lord. So we're just going to enter into prayer and then back into worship. And if there's anything, as the Lord's put it on your heart, I just ask you to pay my attention. We're going to pray. Keep it vertical, as we always say.
Purpose to create for good works. And so, Lord, we commit to re-sign up again. And Holy Spirit, we ask for extra grace of empowering for weak hands and weak knees. Lord, we pray that you would stir us up. You would stir us up again for good works. You'd stir us up again for sowing to the Spirit. You'd stir us up again for planting and for harvesting. Jesus, we thank you that you are giving us an eternal perspective. Lord, that we are beginning to see things from heaven's perspective. That we aren't just seeing things from our earthly point of view, but we're beginning to see things the way you see things. Beginning to see time the way you see time. Beginning to see souls the way that you see souls. And so, Father, we pray that you'd continue to fan into flames that passion in our heart for the good works that you've called us to, for the good works that you've prepared for us. Lord, we pray that you would give us the strength to persevere. Give us the strength to step out. Give us the boldness and the courage. Jesus, we thank you that you have set a perfect example for us to follow. And so we are committed to following you. We are committed to following your example, to being about your Father's business. That we wouldn't be about our own business, but we would be about the kingdom's business. Lord, I pray that you continue to help us to motivate others to good works. That you'd help us not out of obligation, but out of love, out of sincere love for you and for others, that we would be motivated to good works and motivate others. Lord, we thank you that there are rewards waiting for good works, that you are a good Father who loves to reward your children when they do good things. And so, Father, we thank you. We set that before us, just as Christ set the joy before him. He did not despise the cross. We will set joy before us so that we do not despise difficult times or hard choices or perseverance or pressing through trials. Yes. We will set the joy before us. It will fuel us to good works. Thank you, Jesus.
Give us eternal perspective. Stir up the flame within us. Give us eternal perspective and put strength within us. Give us eternal perspective. Stir up the perspective and put your strength within us. Give us eternal perspective. Stir up the flame within us. Give us eternal perspective and put your strength within us. Give us eternal perspective. Stir up the flame within us and give us eternal perspective and put your strength within us, Lord. Cause us to overflow and put your strength within us, Lord. And cause us to overflow and put your strength within us, Lord. And cause us to overflow and put your strength within us.
It's our hour to shine brighter than ever before, Lord. I thank you, Father, for an eternal perspective, God. I thank you for conviction, Lord, that we would take serious these opportunities to appeal to heaven, Lord. So we're asking for prodigals tonight, Lord, to come home in Jesus' name. We're asking that you would draw the hearts of men and women in Castle Rock all over the front range to your presence, God. That you would make us messengers, Lord, that as you are, so are we on this earth, Lord. So we're asking, God, for an eternal perspective, Lord. We're asking for the spirit of sobriety, Lord. Jesus, would you come tonight? give us your eyes to see from an eternal perspective.
The Lord said this to me. Open up your hearts and persevere to the end. No fear. Wake up. You are in His presence. You are in the midst of God Almighty. Reach out for His power. Go for the gusto. He's behind you, beside you, never left us. He said, don't die in the field. Don't die at war. Come back to Him in His strength. He's waiting to strengthen us. Yes, His joy is in us. Reach for it. Don't go anywhere without it. He's waiting for you to call on His strength that's already in you. Call on it. Go for it. Don't wait. The time is now. Don't reach for anything behind you. Go for it now.
Intoxicated by you. Word of God says that if the eye is good, the whole body is good. So there's something on what you prayed, Ron. Lord, would you consecrate us that our minds would be clear? You said you would give us a clear conscience by your blood. We thank you for the grace and the act of Jesus and the blood that gives us a clear conscience to the Father. So Lord, would you consecrate us? Would you consecrate our minds? Would you consecrate our hearts? Would you consecrate our eyes, Lord? We commit them to you with our whole mind, our whole body, and our whole soul, our whole strength, Lord. We give them to you, Jesus. And I just feel like, man, if there's like a line and you crossed it, but we just create a new standard, like right here now. We consecrate it here and now with clean mind, clear eyes, wholly devoted to the Lord.
Sing that again. So give us clean minds, clear eyes. I want to be intoxicated by you. Give us clean minds, clear eyes. I want to be intoxicated by you.
Came to me about 30 years ago, and it's just as relevant today as it was 30 years ago. Verse 28, have you not known, have you not heard, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the notes that I had starred in this so long ago, a proper understanding of God's dealings in life comes only by knowing his perspective and his ways. This calls for great patience. Wait on the Lord means to go about the routines of life with a fervent, patient hope that he will consummate his rule in his time. He will deal with evil. Such an inner attitude gives one strength to mount up above the moment with vigor and to go on. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Pastor Mike loves to put people on the spot, huh? He has a gift for it.
He does.
Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we bless your holy name. God, we take a hold of the inheritance you've given us. We thank you, Jesus, for the double portion, Lord. We thank you, God, for what you've given us. And Lord, we stand upon our birthright in Jesus' name. And God, we take a hold of our right. And God, we pray in Jesus' name for our family members, our relatives, our neighbors, God, our co-workers. God, I pray for holy visitations in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray for divine encounters at the sound of our voice, God, tonight as we come in agreement, Lord, in this room, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that the witchcraft will fall off their eyes, God. Remove the veils, God, in the name of Jesus. Just like you removed them for each one of us, God. Open up eyes, God. We call them forth in the kingdom of God. While we pray, Lord, that by the end of this year, Lord, even sooner than that, they'll be in church, Lord, worshiping you. We pray, God, for divine encounters that changes everything. And Lord, we stand in the gap for the ones that are too bound in addiction, in mental illness. God, we pray for deliverance, Lord. We pray for the mighty hand of deliverance of the God Most High to fall upon them, God. Break them free, Lord, out of their shackles, out of their shame, out of their pain, God, out of grief in the name of Jesus. And God, we declare and decree in the name of Jesus that we will see them in your kingdom walking in light, in purity before you, Jesus. And we thank God. We thank you for what you've given us, Lord. We thank you for our voice that can break through, Lord, on their behalf. We thank you, Jesus, that we've had mothers and grandmothers that prayed us into your kingdom, God. We bless your name and we say, yes, Jesus, do it again. Yes, Jesus, do it again.
Thank you, Lord. Take the witchcraft out of their eyes. Remove the blinders, let them see light. Take the witchcraft out of their eyes. Remove the blinders, let there be light. Take the witchcraft out of their eyes. Remove the blinders, let there be light. Take the witchcraft out of their eyes. Remove the blinders, let there be light.
Let there be light. Take the witchcraft out of their eyes.
to be intoxicated by you. They just don't know it yet, Lord. But we ask you to bring them in. We ask you that they would come to their senses. We ask you for sobriety. We ask you for life. Sound minds, clear eyes, they want to be intoxicated by you. Give them sound minds, clear eyes, they want to be intoxicated by you. Give them sound minds, clear eyes, they want to be intoxicated by you. Give them sound minds, clear minds, they want to be intoxicated by you.
Yes, Lord. Even tonight. And we speak forth the light of Christ Jesus. We speak forth the victory of the cross. We speak forth the power of the blood. We speak forth the name that is above every name in heaven and on earth and under the earth. We speak forth the name of our Lord and Yahweh, Jesus Christ, to break the stronghold, to break the stronghold, to push back darkness. Even tonight, Lord, even tonight, we ask you for a breaking in of light like never before. No matter what they're doing, no matter what couch they're on, no matter what substance they're on, we ask you for a breaking in right now, a sobriety and the love of God surrounding and the Spirit of God filling, the love of God surrounding and the Spirit of God filling, the love of God surrounding and the Spirit of God filling in Jesus' name. God, we ask you right now for spontaneous deliverance. Right now. Right now. Where no words have pierced through, where no wisdom has been received, we ask you for spontaneous deliverance right now. Lord, we ask you for a ripping of the veil concerning the glory of Jesus, where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom to see. There is freedom to respond. We just prophesy. Have freedom to respond to the glory of Jesus. Have freedom to respond to the worth of Jesus. Have freedom to respond to the magnificence of our King Jesus. Our King Jesus. So give him clear minds, clear eyes. They want to be intoxicated by you. Give them sound minds, clear eyes. They want to be intoxicated by you. Give them sound minds, clear eyes. They want to be intoxicated by you. Give them sound minds, clear eyes. They want to be intoxicated by you. Remove the witchcraft out of their eyes. Remove the blinders, let there be light. Take the witchcraft out of their eyes. Remove the blinders, let there be light. Oh, take the witchcraft out of their eyes. Remove the blinders, let there be light. Take the witchcraft out of their eyes.
Lord, as we contend for those that you've put on our hearts, God, we just add to them, Lord, the 120-mile radius, God. And we just lift up the unbelievers, God, and we just pray in the name of Jesus for your mercy from Psalm 51. Your mercy would be a fountain of forgiveness, God, that they would know your abundant love and it would wash away their guilt. God, we ask for your compassion to wrap around unbelievers, that they would see your compassion, the scales would fall from their eyes, and they would see you as you are. God, the slander that's been done to your holy name, that you are an angry God that has vengeance in mind for them. God, that they would see that by the blood of Jesus, you have only compassion for them, and that their shameful guilt, that you have taken care of it by the blood of the cross. Forgive them, God, for the full extent of their rebellious ways, God, and bring them into right standing with you, God. Erase the deep stain on their consciences, God, like you did for us. God, for we we came from the same place, God. We pray for them with compassion, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, take their shame and their pain and their anguish. Take the sting of sin, God, that they would see that you have a better way, that they're not called to separation from the living God, but that you have made a way for them to come and to sit on your lap and to be known by you, God. That everything that you say is infallibly true, God, that you are the one true God, and that they can come to you by the blood of the Lamb, and that you desire to be their delight, to set truth and deep into their spirit. God, we pray for this shining bright arrow of light to go deep into this, the mind, will, and emotions of the unbelievers in our sphere of influence and in the territory that you've given us dominion in, God, and we ask for this deep truth to go deep into their spirits, into the hidden places of their hearts. God, that you would teach them wisdom even in the nights, God. We ask for dreams and visions, God, that you would purify their consciences and that you would wash them with love, just like you did us, God. We pray for pure hearts, for us and for them and for your people that are called by your name, that your bride, God, would be washed with your love and have a pure heart. God, we pray that you would wash us afresh, the body of Christ, by the blood of Jesus, that we would represent you well. God, we repent. We repent, God, that many of these that are lost, they're lost because of our sin. They're lost because we were judgmental, or they were lost because we weren't a good example, or they were lost for various reasons because of our sin, God. We ask that you would wash us afresh, God. Create in us a new clean heart within us. Fill us with pure thoughts and holy desires. Thank you, God, that it is not your will to reject even one. Hold us close to you. Thank you, God. Give us a willing spirit that we would obey you whatever you say.
Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for your presence here in this place. I thank you for the words that you're whispering to each one of us right now and have been this whole time, God, where we've just paused to just praise you, where we've removed the distraction to just focus on you, God, and what a difference it makes. And God, I love you so much, and I just thank you, God, that you never give up on me. You never stop loving me. You never stop encouraging me to move forward. And God, I repent of times where I've put my comfort over your requests. And I repent for any time I've gone through the motions or any time I've said just the right thing that I thought was better than what you said. So God, I pray for a heart of humility over each and every one of us. God, where we would hear those times where you're asking us to just stop, be humble, and listen to what I'm saying. Because you say in your word, in that place, you will hear our prayers from heaven. And you'll bless our land. So God, I just pray that we are a people of humility and love, and that we remember you are the only one worthy. You are the only one worthy. No one else. No one else, God. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. God, I pray we hear your voice more and more and more as we go through our day. God, that we feel your heart for the people around us. No matter what the situation, no matter what we're doing in our schedule or our lives, God, that we would remember that everything we do echoes in eternity. God, just forgive me for the times I was not obedient when you've done that. God, fill us with boldness. God, just help us to live with an abandonment for ourselves. Help us to live for an abandonment for our comfort. Help us to not bow to social norms and wait until we feel like it. God, just help us to just be so in tune with what you want right now. Each moment, what you want in each moment, God, that we would be so connected to you that no matter where we are or what we're doing, we know it's your voice. We know it's your unction. We know it's you encouraging us and pushing us to love that person in front of us or to just say that one encouraging word. God, mark us as the people that the world sees and they say, they've been with him. God, make this a lighthouse. Make this a lighthouse that creates lighthouses, that creates lighthouses. God, help us to be followers who create followers who create followers. Help us to be lovers who create lovers who create lovers. God, I pray that that spreads like wildfire in the state of Colorado. Thank you so much, God. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, and I thank you for everything you've already done. I thank you for the things that I know you've done and the things I don't know you've done. But you've still done them, because that's what a good father does. In Jesus' name.
Father, we thank you that you placed eternity in our hearts, Lord. We desire you because you first desired us. We come to you because you first loved us and called us your own, called us your people. So, Father, would you move in us like only you can? As we come with yielded hearts to you, Father. Would you, Lord? Would you do in us the things that we read about you in the Word? As saints of old walked with you, and you showed yourself mighty in battle, you showed yourself strong. Would you do that in us, Lord? And we are praying, Father God, for people that have not come to the full knowledge of you, Lord. You say that if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. Jesus, we lift you up. We lift you up, Jesus. Would you draw them to you? Because in our witness, we can't do it without your Spirit. We can't do it of ourselves. But when we are in you, we are as effective as you are. And this is your desire. This is what you died for. So would you do it, Father? Would you do it in Castle Rock? Would you do it in the Denver area? Would you do it in this nation? Would you do it all over the world? because your spirit has no limit. And Father, just like you say that you will not remove the weeds and separate them from the wheat, that you come and remove them at the end time. You knew that there was nothing in the weeds that would take away anything that was in the spirit, in the wheat. And that's why you say, just leave it there so that when you come, you can harvest it all together. May your word, Father, be so concentrated in us. Just like you say in 1 Thessalonians 5, I believe, in 23 there, now may the Spirit of God sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you go on and say that he who promised is faithful. You will do it. So you will do something in us, Father. But also we cry out for the souls that are out there that have not come to the knowledge of you. Bring them, Lord, from the east, the south, and the west. Give them hearts of flesh and not of stone. May your word permeate their spirit. And Lord, as we come to you, Father, revive us and make us like you. Thank you for allowing us to come in your presence, Father. Thank you that in your presence there is fullness of joy, at your right hand of pleasures evermore. So be glorified, God. We love you and we appreciate you. And we worship you for who you are. Thank you, Father.
Father God, we just give you all the glory and honor for who you are. We thank you for waking us up this very day, this moment, giving us a new day to be in you. You breathe life into our lungs. You woke us up. We went about our business and hopefully your business too. But we thank you for everything that you do, Lord. The clothes on our back, the food that we eat, the car we ride in, the money you give us, Lord. I mean, really, we can't do a thing without you. And we just thank you that you are at work. You are on the throne. You are moving. You are doing marvelous things. Will you not know it? Do you not see it and perceive it? We thank you, Father God, that you are constantly molding and changing us and transforming us into your very image. We thank you for the love that is growing in each and every one of our hearts as you are continually cleaning out the weeds, cleaning out the hurts, disappointments, misunderstandings, everything that has built up, Lord. You are making a way. You go before us and make the crooked road straight. So we just thank you, Father God, in advance what you're already doing, what you are doing, and what you will do. We don't have to beg you, Lord, to come and water your people, increase your people, strengthen your people. That's the love of the Father. We thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We all fall short of the glory 24/7. And we thank you, Father God, that you are a loving, forgiving God that desires for his children to love you, for his children just to be obedient, to have that intimate relationship with you, Lord. Souls are coming. You know the perfect timing. Yes, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. to you. And we thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, the precious, precious Holy Spirit that is enabling us to feed on your word, to spend time with you. The blood of Jesus, recognize, know the time and season we are in. Lord, we just thank you. You won't give us too much and you won't give us too little. But what are we doing with what you have given us? That's the thing. He's not going to give us no more if we're not doing anything with what he has given us. And that's just the word. So I just thank you, Lord, that you are on the move. We thank you for protecting us, watching over us, increasing us, and molding and shaping us. Thank you for your deliverance, and thank you for your wholeness as we continue to look unto you, the author and finisher, enabler, finisher of our faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm going to close with a scripture verse, and we're going to just, we'll close with worship. But would you guys just stand up as we just close here? First off, I just want to say thank you for being here and for sowing in the Spirit. Because when we sow in the Spirit, we will reap. And we will reap a harvest of righteousness. So this is 2 Corinthians 4. It says, now it's because of God's mercy that we have been entrusted with the privilege of this new covenant ministry. And so we will not quit. We will not faint with weariness. We will reject every shameful cover-up. We will refuse to resort to cunning trickery or to distorting the word of God, but instead, we open up our souls to you by presenting the truth to everyone's conscience in the sight and in the presence of God. And even if our gospel message is veiled, it's veiled only to those who are perishing, for their minds have been blinded by the God of this age, leaving them in unbelief. Their blindness keeps them from seeing the dayspring light of the wonderful news of the glory of Jesus Christ, who is the divine image of God. And so, Lord, this evening, I thank you that, Lord, we are light because you are light. I was seeing this just in Exodus 4, where Moses says, so who are you? Who do I say that you are? And he goes, I am that I am. And it's those exact same, those same words, the I am, is actually the words used in Revelation 1 for let there be. I am light. Lord, I thank you that you are the light. And Lord, I thank you that in that light, that we are light. So Lord, let us shine brightly, Lord, as we go forth. Lord, I pray that there would be a great light that unveils the eyes of those that have been blinded. Lord, that they would see the light. Lord, that the light of the knowledge of the gospel of the glory of Jesus that's in the face of God, that's in the face of Christ. Lord, we say, unveil this light to those that have been blinded. Lord, we say, do it today. Lord, may we walk in this ministry of reconciliation as our eyes are upon you, as we reflect your glory, as we become more and more like you. Lord, that we reflect and we become the light the world needs. Lord, make us ambassadors of Christ in this time. We thank you, Jesus, that it's all because of you. It's all for you. It's all because of you. It's all from you. Lord, we say, let there be light. Jesus, you are the light.
And we want to shine like the stars, persevere to the end. We want to burn with your love, persevere to the end. Shine like the stars, persevere to the end. We want to burn with love, persevere to the end. We want to shine. us clean minds, pure eyes. I wanna be intoxicated by you. Give us clean minds, clear eyes. I wanna be intoxicated by you. Give us clean.
To overflowing even as we go from here. Yes. With love and power, overflowing to good works, to great compassion in our generation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.